I've always wanted to milk before.
You've wanted to milk somebody before? Like a human person?
Yeah, like a human person.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Would you suck breast milk out of a woman's tit?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, no questions asked.
Good for you.
I would do it.
Oh, God, this life is just so hard.
I know. I've been in hair and makeup for like 3 hours.
Yeah?
Somebody just brushed my teeth for me.
You get that kind of service at your house?
Yeah, from Moose and Pee.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
What's your wife do?
You know, she hangs out, eats my pussy.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
Eats the ass while the animals are scrubbing the teeth.
Right, no, she usually gives me pedicures.
That is a modern day threesome foursome.
Yeah, Moose, my dog, thinks we're in a throuple.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Does he come into the room when you guys are fucking?
Oh, yeah. He, like, lays there, and sometimes he tries to get kind of close to us.
Oh.
And we gotta be like, dude, you gotta go. One time...
Lipstick out?
Lipstick out?
Like his little dog boner.
Oh, no. I don't ever see his red rocket.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a distinguished gentleman.
Maybe his hormones are a little off.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But one time, we made a sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
It was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we like...
You caught him watching
we,
it.
Not only did we catch him watching us, we like spent hours getting ready, getting cute, like put on some lingerie, did our makeup. We were like taking photos and then had this like really sensual, like, you know, lovemaking session, right? And
yeah.
Then we watched the video back and Moose is just laying on the pillow in the background like...
Panting?
Yeah.
Just like rubbing one out?
Yeah, just, yeah. It was very, very uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
So we can't put that on OnlyFans.
His little Grinch paws just like
hanging
DJing
over.
His own little dick that won't get hard because his hormones are off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we need to get him thyroid medicine immediately. Or like blue chews or something.
Blue chews?
Dick pills like, for the dog.
Oh, do they make
Not
those?
For the dog, they're for like men.
They're for men?
Cis men. But
I think that there might be a market for dog Viagra.
There's gotta be.
Yeah.
With all these breeders out here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't believe in breeding, but I do believe in making money.
Let me just preface with.
Yeah. So I, you know, I'm not supporting the breeders. I'm supporting the dog having a good time.
We're not supporting the breeding, but the breading.
The bread.
We like the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the butter.
And the butter.
The butter
is the best part.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to name the dog dick pills is butter. Butter.
Butter.
Butter for butters.
Butter for, is this like an anal thing?
No, I wasn't thinking anal.
Oh.
Well, how do dogs fuck? It's not anal.
Do
it's
they
just
do
doggy
anal?
Style. It's they've got vaginas.
Ah.
Yeah. So D in the V, but doggy style. And that's why it's called doggy style.
Did you know that cats have barbed penises and they like hook up inside and catch you?
I wish I knew what the word barbed meant.
Like, you know, like barbed wire?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Spiky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did know that. The most interesting dick is the duck dick.
I don't know about
Spiral.
Duck dick. Spiral. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd fuck a duck.
I think I would fuck a duck, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like a mallard? Like the really pretty ones?
Oh, are those like the green ones?
I think so, yeah.
I want to fuck like an albino duck.
So like a swan?
Is that...
You do
yeah.
like the mean girls.
Definitely not a goose.
Definitely not a goose.
No, I would never.
I'd have to be hammered to fuck a goose.
You know, honestly, if a goose like were playing the guitar and singing a song, I'd fuck a goose.
Okay, that's fair.
That's all it takes for me.
Well, in that case, I've fucked a lot of gooses.
Gooses, cabooses.
Whole loot of them.
Whole loot of them.
Whole loot of the booses. That is a great place for us to introduce ourselves for this evening. My name is Johanna Madronda. This is my co-host, Bree.
Hi.
We are here to talk mothers with you. We forgot to mention in the episode before, for our returning listeners, we love you so much. Thank you for the support as I continue to switch a co-host every 3 months. Mm-hmm. We are now very much mother focused. So what we're going to do is have comics on here. We're going to interview them about their relationships with their mothers, what their moms were like, how they affected them, why they made them funny or maybe not funny or whatever. And here we go.
All right.
You want to start us off?
I'll start us off.
Okay, let's go.
So we all know, well, I know that your mom likes to party.
She sure does.
So I'm only assuming that mm-hmm. you and your mom have partied together.
Yes.
So
so many times.
What is one of the craziest party stories between you and your mom?
So many cops come to mind.
Okay.
Yes, the Clarkston police station was called so many times. I wouldn't say crazy as if, like, we had a fucking blast and we both, like, you know, took our bras off and, like, whipped around our heads like a helicopter.
Like, institutionalized?
Yeah, it's more like somebody had to go to jail, and it was usually my mom. So, yeah, not, like, crazy in a way that, like, you and Tina would have fun. Because you guys had fun. Yeah. So, I don't know. A crazy story? I mean, I wish she was more my friend and my sister, but she is ultimately my mother with, and I guess maybe that's where I got it from. Once you stop, you can't, or once you start, you can't stop. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of that. A crazy time. I mean, it's traumatic and it's awful, but when I was in high school, I came home to her being arrested and hands behind the back, the old classic puking all over the carpet. So that was a good time. And I was just like, what's going on? And my stepdad was like, your mom sucks. And I was like, tell me something I don't know. So, yeah, there's to answer that question. Not funny, more sad, but yeah.
If you have never seen your mom being arrested, do you even have a mother?
Right.
Because I, raise your hand if you've seen your mom.
Are you even
cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen my mom be arrested.
Yeah.
At least twice.
Are you even in therapy?
Yeah. And if not, should you be?
The answer is yes. Everyone should be a little bit. But yeah, mostly if they've been arrested for fucking sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any crazy party stories about you and Tina?
Oh, fuck. So many. So many. Well, a lot come to mind. There's traumatic ones. Like one time, so my mom was in a motorcycle club. And I don't know if you know about motorcycle clubs, but there's like all these rules and shit. And we were at the motorcycle clubhouse, and you're like, if you're not a member of the club, you're not allowed to touch the door. And my drunk ass touched the door. It was like 5 a.m. There was no windows in this bitch.
What do you mean by touch the door? You're like, not, you're already inside?
Yeah, they have to open the door for you.
Oh, yeah, either coming in or out.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, you cannot touch the door if you're not a club member.
Ooh.
But I touched the door, and I got in trouble, and my mom and I got into a huge fight. And then, this isn't even a party, really, but it ended with her trying to drive us into a brick wall.
Oh.
Which she obviously didn't, because I'm fine.
Right.
But a funny party story. That was a traumatic one.
Okay.
We were having a good time up until that point.
Okay.
The funny party story, I took my mom to Michigan State for the MSU versus U of M game. When I was like,
I took Tina to MSU.
Yeah, to MSU at Kazmar's house when he lived with like six boys and slept in a twin bed. And
you're
yes,
like, for my next party trick.
Yeah, no, myself, my mother, and Mike fit in that twin bed to sleep.
What?
Yeah.
Where was poor Michael?
He was in the middle.
Good for him.
Of me and T.
Best sleep of his life.
I bet.
That's just between four this, enormous these, titties.
Yeah, four enormous
titties. I mean, you're well hung. Your mother, legendary.
Mm-hmm.
She'd like fit fucking Milwaukee's best in there and shit. That's what she drank.
Oh,
or
yeah.
What did she drink?
Milwaukee's best.
Milwaukee's best, yeah.
Affectionately referred to as the Beast.
Yes.
She was about quantity, not quality.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Smart lady, honestly.
Yeah. Hence the amount of men that she dated.
Yeah.
So. Quantity, not quality.
One of them being your father.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they ever really dated. I think that they just fucked and, you
okay.
know.
A little tug and run.
A little tug and run.
Love it.
But at this party, my mom fell asleep on the couch. And I don't really remember what happened, but there was this guy there. I don't know what happened, but my mom woke up and started screaming at this 19-year-old because he woke her up.
He was trying to fuck.
He wasn't trying to fuck. He was just being loud and, like, caused an obnoxious scene.
Here I am picturing him being like,
hey, baby
girl. I
wouldn't put it
past
my mom to have fucked that boy, though. She might have later. I don't know.
Right. That's your dad.
Yeah, that is my actual
mm-hmm.
father.
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief, I'm 7.
Yeah, that's where the bucket hats come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what happened? She was like, I'm going to kill you for waking me up.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and I was so fucked up. I don't remember. I just remember them screaming and everybody being really, really silent. I'm pretty sure this is the point where Mike took us to the twin bed.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
He was like, it's time for nap time. We got to put these ladies down.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Putting you and Tina down. What a man.
I know.
Oh, love him.
Yeah.
Shout out little Kazmar.
Little Kazzy Kaz.
Yeah. Okay, so your mom was in a motorcycle club, gang. Do we say the word gang?
We don't say gang. We don't say club.
Gang. We say club.
Yeah.
Okay.
We say club.
Thank you. I'm learning so much.
I know.
Can't touch the door. Can't touch say the gang. Door.
Can't say gang.
Bad.
There's also other shit you can't do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she have tattoos like that were for the club?
No, but she had a vest.
She had a vest.
She had a vest with like the okay. club emblem on the back of it. And her name, which was Lush.
Really?
Yeah, that was her.
I did
her
not know that.
Motorcycle club name was Lush.
Okay.
Which is wild because nobody in her life ever called her that. I think that right. she just decided. She was the treasurer of the club, which is funny because she was terrible with money.
Right. But maybe that's what they wanted.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That would make way more sense.
Yeah. They just wanted her to spend it on the party.
Yeah. A little for you, a little for me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. How did she even start getting into that?
Oh, so my mom's best friend had a younger brother who passed away. And he was in a motorcycle club.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to his funeral and all of these bikers were partying and she was like, I fuck with y'all. So then she started partying with all of the bikers.
Got it.
And a couple years later, she bought herself a motorcycle and was in a fucking motorcycle club.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were like, you can drink 20 Milwaukee's Best. Yeah. So we're going to have you handle the money.
Oh, she could drink way more than 20.
For sure.
Yeah.
God love her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I remember she showed up at my house once. I think she was already hammered and she came with a case of Milwaukee's. And then the next thing you know, we're like listening to vinyl and she's just like skipping in my living room. I think it was to like Elton John. Maybe oh. Billy Joel.
It's both sound accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Prince.
God, what a freaking saint.
Uh-huh.
Only the good do die young, right?
Right.
That's what they say.
Only the good die young.
So RIP to Tina.
Yeah.
You didn't bring her.
I forgot her. I forget her often.
Classic.
You know, but I remember her as a person. I just forget to bring her with me places. I'll bring her next time. I'll bring her when you least expect.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Remember when I brought her to that comedy show?
And, which one?
The one at, ooh, it was on my birthday, and I think it was at, what was the place in Hamtramck?
Trixie's?
Trixie's, yes.
Yes.
And it brought a photo of myself and my mom and dad and left it there.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's still hanging there. I don't know anything about the bar anymore, but yeah.
I hope so. It is the saddest photo ever. My mom made my dad take, she worked at the Kmart Portrait Studio. And she made my dad take family photos. And he was like, I don't want to take any fucking photos. We ain't a family. And she was like, no, you're going to regret it when you're older. We're doing this. And the photos are, I'm like maybe 14 months old. And myself and my mom are smiling, looking all cute. And my dad's just sitting there with like the most pissed off look on his face. Like, looks like he's forcibly frowning in all of the photos with a flat top afro.
He's like, all I wanted was one night with Lush, and now look at me, I'm in a Kmart with a kid. Fuck.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would happen to me for sure. If I had one night with a Tina who was named Lush, pregnant for sure.
Oh, for
one
sure.
One of us, at least.
I'm surprised you're not already.
I'm surprised I didn't turn into Lush, to be honest with you.
There's still time.
There is still time.
Mm-hmm.
So are we anti-motorcycles now?
Surprisingly, no. I like wish my mom didn't die in a motorcycle because I think that they're really cool and I feel like I would be cool as a person with a motorcycle, but I'm like definitely anti irresponsible motorcycle driving, and unfortunately a lot of people drive their motorcycles irresponsibly.
Very true.
I only like, you know, like 70-year-old women on motorcycles.
Okay, fair.
And that's also all I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
70-year-old women on a hog.
Mm-hmm.
A hog on a hog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it, too. Uh-huh. It's really good. What happened to her vest? Who gets her vest?
I got her vest.
What?
Yeah.
Do you ever wear it?
No, I don't. I should. I feel like weird doing it.
Yeah.
It feels like disrespectful in a way.
Okay.
But I've thought about like getting a cool patch for the back that I could put on it that's okay. Like more my vibe.
Sure.
But it just hangs in my closet now.
What's the patch that's on it? Is it the gang? Not the gang. The club.
No. She ripped it off.
Oh.
There was some drama. She was like in between two clubs when she died, and there was a fight over which club got her vest. And I was like, none of you get her vest. I do. And I had to break into her house to, because after she died, I had to get a death certificate in order to get in her home. So I couldn't get in her home for like days. And she had 9 cats, by the way. So there was 9 cats in there alone for days. And I had to break into the house to feed the cats, of course, and get the motorcycle vest so nobody else did.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
That's insane. What does the house smell like?
Like it usually did.
Yeah.
Just like home.
Like 9 cats like lived home. There?
Yeah.
Did she smoke inside?
No, she didn't smoke.
She didn't smoke?
Yeah, she wasn't a smoker.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Painted a portrait of a woman that smoked.
Really?
Yeah.
She was very anti-cigarettes, at least.
Okay.
She would occasionally smoke weed, but she would get too fucked up.
Damn. What a, is the word conundrum?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's conundrum. I thought you were about to say cunt. I was like, whoa, only I can call my mom a cunt.
I would never. She's terrifying, even in the afterlife. I'm sure of it.
Oh, she'll come and fucking spook you.
Do you ever dream about her?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently had a dream about her where there was like some woman who looked like Natasha Lyonne who murdered my mother.
Oh.
And it was like taking place in the Wild West. And yeah, all my dreams about her are always really weird and like involve her either dying or faking her death.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What do you think about that?
Not much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, she's in my dreams haunting me. Or she faked her death.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's in Canada with Tupac.
Hot take. Mm. If anybody's able to locate my mother,
yeah,
please let me know. This wouldn't be the first time I'd be looking for her.
God bless you. Amen. I've had to look for my mom a couple times, too. It's always fun to call the jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And first... You would never think that they would actually be nice, but they're nice on the line.
Well, it's because you've spoken to them a couple weeks ago.
Very much that. Very much that.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, little girl.
Hey, they call you Johanna because that's what your mom calls you.
Exactly.
They're like, hey, Johanna.
Yep.
How are the dogs? Oh, your mom's here. We just fed her. Put her to bed.
Right. Oh, how's Charlie, your stepdad? Oh, missing as well? Yeah, he should have left a long time ago.
Yeah,
good
he
for
might.
Him.
Let's check and see. Oh, yep. We got him too.
Earlier, my mom was at Bree's house and said that she told the story of how my first words were Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And Bree goes, yeah, because she was looking for him.
Yeah.
Best joke I've heard in a while. So yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm a comic. So.
Hire me for your parties.
Honestly, kids' parties specifically
children,
where they call you Poppy the whole time.
Exactly.
Oh God, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Love that. What else you got for me? Any other curiosities about my mi madre?
Ooh, did your mom ever give you the sex talk? And if so, what was it like?
I don't think we ever needed to have the sex talk because I could always just like hear her banging in the next room.
Yeah.
Same for you?
Yeah, same exact. The closest thing I got to a sex talk was I once found my mother's condoms, and I was like, what's this? And she said, it's medicine for boys when they're older.
Was there jizz in it?
No.
Still in the wrapper.
It was still in the, thankfully.
Because that would have been hilarious.
That could have been a sibling.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever have any other pregnancies?
Not that I know of. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think that she would. I feel like if she got pregnant, she would keep the baby. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if she had any other pregnancies, there was probably like a, you know, a situation.
Situation. What do you, did you ever talk to her about like when she was pregnant with you? Just because you and her and your dad didn't have a relationship. So, like, what was her epiphany of, like, I'm fucking keeping the kid, like...
Oh, I know the whole story. So, I have one of my mom's journals.
Okay.
And it chronicles from, like, a week before she met my dad and throughout her entire pregnancy and up until I was, like, 6 months old.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. So, I know the full gamut.
Oh, my God.
It basically seemed like she was very in love with him, and he was just kind of like a 19-year-old guy doing his thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did they meet?
I believe that they met at, my dad's a musician. He's a music producer, but at the time he was like in a rap group. And I think that they met at one of his shows, and she like bought a tape from him and asked for his autograph. And it said, "Tina, I will never forget you," which was very telling. Okay. Because now here I am.
Because I was the best damn pussy of his life.
Probably.
Laid it down.
I know I was conceived on a basement floor.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. I think it was on New Year's Eve, I believe. Hmm. Yeah, that would make sense because my birthday's in September.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
No, well, that's probably why you like house parties so much.
I love a good house party.
Yeah, especially in a basement.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this is me in the womb again.
Yeah.
I love that. Growing up, though, because your mom is white and mm-hmm. your dad is black,
mm-hmm.
and your mom's entire family is white,
mm-hmm.
Just stop me if I'm incorrect here.
No, you're correct.
Okay. I don't want to assume anybody's race over here.
My mom's black.
At heart.
Yeah.
For damn sure.
She's had a lot of black in her.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That is facts right there.
Yes.
What was... like, how do you think that, like, what was that like for you?
You know, it was really interesting because I lived in the hood. I lived in Pontiac in the Newmans. If y'all are familiar with like the Newman projects, like over by the Dixieland flea market, like there's like a neighborhood back
yes,
there.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So I grew up in that neighborhood.
Got it.
But my mom didn't want me to go to school there, so she drove me to school in Waterford, which is predominantly white.
Okay.
So at home, I was around like predominantly black people.
Sure.
And then I went to school with white people. And I remember when I had birthday parties, I didn't want to invite anybody from school because I was embarrassed. Because one, I lived in the hood. Mm-hmm. Two, I didn't live in the school district that I went to school in, and I thought I'd get in trouble. And three, I just didn't want to like mix my... I didn't want to mix my shit because I very much understood the concept of code switching at a young age.
Like, that's survivalist, my friend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same. Mm-hmm.
And so that was, it was very, you know, very interesting. I used to let a lot of white people get away with a lot of fucked up shit and say the N-word and throw pencils in my hair.
Ooh, okay. Survival of the fittest,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, and I thought that it was fine, right. too. Because I didn't spend a lot of time around my black family until now. I'm very, very close with them. But when I was younger, we didn't spend a ton of time together. So I didn't like have that influence right. to be like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But also all of my mom's friends were black, but so.
I don't know why I thought that like you grew up not in Pontiac and like you were just around a bunch of white people all the time.
No.
Thank God.
All. Yeah.
Well, no wonder you're cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought it was like way more like traumatic and weird for you to like be this like half black person around like all these white people.
Oh yeah. There was also weird things like, remember in school when they make you read Of Mice and Men and To Kill a Mockingbird and it says Lenny. The N-word repeatedly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got pulled out of class every time we had to read a book like that. And they would be like,
and they made you read it out loud to everybody?
No, they...
Because you were the only one who was allowed to say it?
No, they let everybody else say it and told me that if I was uncomfortable, I could leave.
What?
Yeah.
Waterford School District?
Clarkston. Good old Clarkston.
Wow.
Yes.
I had similar situations happen to me when I was younger, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, teachers did not like me. They were extremely racist towards me. It was, like, wild. And I developed at a very young age, so it was very much like, pull your shirt down, blah, blah, blah. Like, they treated me like a slut before I was even a slut.
Maybe that's why you are now.
I, 100%.
They were grooming you.
Correct.
Into sluthood.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, well, I mean, these, like, triple D's when I'm 9 ain't gonna fucking sell themselves, so
I'm glad
here we
you
go.
Grew into your titties.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Yeah. Could you imagine? I was so top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hump on my back because of that shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a third boob.
Third boob. That's mm-hmm. where I keep my secrets.
Under the tita.
That's right. Exactly.
Under the back tita. So you didn't, when you first, you moved to America when you were 8, correct?
No, I moved to the States when I was 2.
When you were 2?
Yeah. California, then Michigan.
California, then
Michigan. When I was 4. I went to Waterford schools too. And I was bullied by my classmates for not being able to speak English, mm-hmm. but also the teacher. Oh, and I cute. Don't remember her name, but I will never forget what she looks like. She was like this atrocious, very like large, but not large in a sexy way. I'm just going to say it like that. Just do you think of like any, okay, so the octopus lady from The Little Mermaid.
Ah, or.
But like she's kind of hot.
Or homegirl from Monsters, Inc. What's her name? The like slug woman with the glasses that checks everybody in.
That one.
Yeah.
That's more the vibe, mm-hmm. 100%. But not a hilarious, cute cartoon character. Like a real life racist woman who laughed with my classmates about me not being able to speak English.
I bet that bitch with from Monsters, Inc. would have done that too.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was my Waterford Schools experience.
Wow.
And it was not fun.
When did you learn to speak English?
When I was 4. The day after I was bullied by my teacher.
You're like, I better figure it out. I got it in here somewhere.
Exactly. The same way you were putting people were putting pencils in your fucking afro. I was like, let me just shape right up. Mm-hmm. You know, let me learn my ABCs real quick. But yeah, around that time, 4 or 5 years old. Then shortly after that, I went to Clarkson Schools. Mrs. Bell was my first grade teacher, and I will never forget her because she was very kind to me. Very yeah. much like Miss Honey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The sweetest.
You went from Trunchbull to Honey.
That's right. Thank mm-hmm. God. And that's why I'm also a slut. I think it's fine. I'm not the best, like, at sounding out words when I have to read sometimes, and it is a little embarrassing. And I can't say the word hydrangea. You know, the flowers.
Hydrangea.
Yeah, I can't stop. It just does that. And then for the longest time, I didn't know how to say the word compartmentalize, but I've had to say it a lot recently because I was recently heartbroken by somebody who does that a lot.
Oh.
So now I know how to say it.
Yeah, it got kind of like Stockholm syndromed into you.
Correct.
Yes.
Exactly.
Is that how that works? I don't know.
No. Stockholm's when you fall in love with the person that kidnapped you.
Which
I wish this person kidnapped me, but they didn't. They actually like threw me out of the car while I was moving very fast on 75. I was yeeted.
It's a good thing you're so, you know, like you kind of just rolled out, right?
Yeah, yeah. I survived.
You just rolled right along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, cried myself to sleep for 2 months, but we're here. Tits up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wearing a sweatsuit.
Tits up for Jesus.
I'm fine. I'm covered in dog hair.
No, that's Woof Couture.
That's right. Yes. Exactly.
It's our new clothing line, Woof yes. Couture.
Fur for femmes.
That's fur for femmes. Mm-hmm. What's the most, well, I feel like you touched on it with the party story. I was going to ask the most embarrassing thing your mom's ever done, or has she done more embarrassing than get arrested in front of you?
Well, a few years back, we had the roast of Johanna for my 30th birthday. So this was 4 years ago, actually. Bad at math. 4 years ago, I had a roast for my 30th birthday at the Independent Comedy Club. And my mom we had a party bus of 40 of my closest friends. And they were all hammered. And then I was like, your next assignment is to sit in a room for an hour and a half, completely silent, while we all roast each other. Terrible idea. Everyone was way too drunk. There was people like falling asleep in the audience. I think at one point my friend Lindsay left and puked in the bathroom, like whatever, whatever. Just to kind of paint a picture for everybody. My mother got so trashed and also didn't understand the concept of what a roast was.
Oh, no.
And one of the comics that I had asked to roast me was my ex. And she knew that we had like this very small romance that, of course, ended in tragedy, as mine all do. Mm-hmm. And so he's up there roasting me. He's saying very well written jokes. Shout out Nick Kelly. We used to have a podcast together. Love him to death. One of the best comics. We now do a monthly show together. Love, love, love. Whatever. Way past all that shit. But he was roasting me so well, right? And like the eyes of a person who understands that my mom thought he was actually bullying me and embarrassing me in front of everyone I've ever loved.
Oh, no.
So she got up from the audience, walked up to the stage, and grabbed the mic from his hand and was, like, center stage talking to the microphone in a very, like, slurred Spanglish, trying to defend her story and how she raised her daughter. And she, it started with, like, when Johanna was two, we moved to the United States and I put her in the best blue ribbon school. I ran up on that stage so quick and unplugged. Like, there was no, like, taking the microphone from her. It was like she had it and it was like she was dodging and fucking, yeah, it was bad. And so I'd just unplug it and then I'd be like, okay, everybody, like, we're just gonna keep the show rolling right along. And like, I was genuinely embarrassed. Had I not been so hammered, because it was my 30th fucking birthday party, like, I think I would have probably freaked out. But the show just kept rolling. I think Nick kept going to the roast. And then I probably blacked out from the trauma, and the embarrassment, not from the alcohol. And I don't really remember what else happened after that. But yeah, wow. My mom and my aunt both, like, did not understand the concept of a roast.
Maybe you should have given them a briefing.
Yeah, probably. But it was my day.
That's true.
You know? So I was like, I don't need to, you know. But yeah, I did absolutely assume that these two immigrant women would understand what a roast was. And they're like, we're going to a roast, but no, like, one's cooking. We're not cooking. Where's the pig? Yeah.
Where's the pig?
Yeah. Where's the full naked pig? So yeah, that was it. I was the full naked pig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was embarrassing.
Wow.
Yeah. Top of the night's always fun, though. Top of the night with my mother is always fun. And you know this because you've partied with my mom before, mm-hmm. too. Lots of dancing, singing. Occasionally she'll bust out those spoons. She'll play the cajon. Usually there's Peruvian food. It is chef's kiss. So fun, you know, and it's always like a cool, especially people who I just meet later in life, cool little introduction to like another culture, you know, mm-hmm. like very fun. So you get to learn how to salsa dance. You get to have the yellow sauce everybody loves, you know, it's all tender. It's all love. It's all singing. It's all salsa music until the cops are called. And it's always a flip of a switch.
Isn't, you know, that salsa dancing when the cops are called?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of part of the vibe?
I think so.
You're not dancing well enough if nobody's calling the cops.
That is very, that's the truest shit you've ever said in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's limits. There has to be limits. Did you ever feel like you had limits with Tina? Or had to? Or did you have zero boundaries like me?
I didn't have not a single boundary. And now I have issues making boundaries in my real life because I didn't understand the concept of boundaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because your entire lifeline of a person, like the person who fed you, made you feel quote unquote safe, didn't have any. So now you're like, yeah.
And then when you try to make a boundary, they try to say that you don't love them and they're a terrible mother and that they should just go die and you hate them.
Correct.
Yeah.
So yeah, if anybody out there who is listening and keeping up with this and has ever experienced similar things or is feeling the same way, maybe you're in your mid to late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. and you're just discovering yourself and figuring out all your mommy issues, give us a call.
Yeah.
We got a phone right here. We'll answer all your voicemails and maybe you can relate. Was your mom in a motorcycle club?
Did your mom frequently get arrested on Tuesdays? Give us a call. Did your mom ever try to kill you?
Or herself.
In front of you.
While she was fully naked, bush out.
Yours too?
Yes. And now we're going to do our little, at the end of every episode, we'll do a mom versus mom, where we kind of just talk about a well-known mother in either the news or pop culture or what have you, and we will discuss what makes them a wonderful mom, or we'll do like mom of the week. We're not really sure of the name yet.
Yeah, we're workshopping.
But we're workshopping, uh-huh. and I think we're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, would love feedback.
That's right. Please. Yeah. The comments are just like, kill yourself. Be like Tina, die. So I want to start with, I chose Angelina Jolie. Because mm-hmm. she's just like this classic white lady who adopted all these kids and they're all from like different countries and shit. I mean, now they're adults, I'm sure. They're like probably in their 20s. Do we know anything about her children? Are they famous?
I know one of them, I think, is non-binary.
Was it Shiloh?
Shiloh, yeah.
Of course.
With a name like Shiloh, you're destined.
Yeah. Those baby blues. A cute ass baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I did it right.
You got it.
I did it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. See, mom of the year. Just popping out all these they thems.
I know. We need more of thems.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Well, we're on our way.
There's a little them in all of us.
There's a little them in all
of us. And if not, I'd like there to be.
Honestly, same. Sign me up. 2025. 2025, you're allowed to enter my body. But as of right now, the gates are closed. Just letting everybody know. Mostly reminding myself. It's scary out here. But yeah, Angelina, I wish she was my mom, for starters. Mm-hmm. Number two, she really flipped a switch. She went from like drinking blood vial out of whatever that man's, old white man's name is, Billy Bob Thornton. Is mm-hmm. that his name? Yeah. And then to like marrying Brad Pitt, stealing Jennifer's man is what she did.
Yeah. Obviously.
Which, hello, steal me, adopt me, mm-hmm. whatever you need to do. Like, love you, baby girl. To adopting all these children. And I never really understood the story behind that. I think, what, she just, like, cleaned up her life and was like, I'm going to give these kids a chance. I have all this money. I'm bored.
I think that that's what the people do. Like, Madonna.
Oh, same thing. How many adopted kids does she have?
Oh, I feel like five or so. I think she has like four adopted kids and then two biological children.
I didn't realize she was a biological mother.
Yeah. Her daughter's name is Lourdes. And I believe she went
Lourdes?
To U- yeah, I believe she went to U of M,
actually. Are they a they them?
No. Wow. Lourdes, I think, is actually like a rapper or a singer or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Who is she having children with?
What's his name? I think his name is Guy Ritchie. He's like a director, some white man.
Guy Ritchie. Yeah. Bald.
Yeah.
Like shaved head.
Yeah. She had two children
sexy
with that
bald.
Man. Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. And then they named
correct
one
me
Lourdes.
If I'm wrong. One of the gays that watches the show, I'm sure that you suckle Madonna's teat and you will correct me. So please let me know.
Madonna or Lady Gaga?
Ooh, there wouldn't be a Lady Gaga
if there wasn't a Madonna.
So I'm going to go with Madonna, but I don't know. It's hard because they both are kind of problematic. Madonna. But I like Lady Gaga's music more than Madonna's.
Ooh, uh-huh. Okay. Hot take. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess Madonna crawled so Gaga could walk.
Yeah, she literally crawled on the stage in a wedding dress.
Literally, she did.
She made it through the wilderness.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a Shrek song.
I forgot about that.
Shrek, also known as my elementary school teacher.
That's going to be
racist.
Me on my wedding day. I'm channeling Shrek and Fiona. Can we have a Shrek-themed wedding? We'll talk about this later.
Shut it down.
Well, there goes my hopes and dreams.
And in the morning, we're making pancakes.
So is that why...
Or waffles.
Why you think Angelina Jolie's a great mom?
Yeah, sorry,
I have
ADHD.
A bunch of kids?
No, I think she is a fake mom.
Oh, a fake mom.
Yeah, I think it's like... I think she got bored. These rich white women just get bored and they adopt all these children. And then, you know, I don't know. I just... It's like mom of the year for, oh, hey, good job. Like,
yeah.
And then you had a bunch of me's raising your kids, I'm sure.
Of course.
You know? Just like your maids are doing your wiping their asses and shit. And you're just like, People magazine, look at all my kids.
Yeah, look at my children. I did such good.
Yeah. One of them's an NB. Look at me. So progressive.
NB. I have an alphabet clan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she really did. She, speaking of hitting a quota,
oh,
she did the damn thing.
Yeah.
She Asian baby, right? Black baby.
Uh-huh.
NB.
Uh-huh.
What are the other two? Does she have seven?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I wish I would have known more, but here we are. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I mean, I just think she's a fake mom, and I think that she's probably still drinking blood, but behind curtains.
Well, that's why she looks like that, is the blood.
But like hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you... Vampires eat baby blood. Like, that's how you stay young. You eat baby mm-hmm. blood, you rub it all over you. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Baby jizz.
Yeah, that's what's in retinol is baby blood. And I would know because I am in love with an esthetician.
And a good one.
And I am the scientific authority.
Correct. The bad ones don't have the baby jizz or blood.
Yeah, that's a low strength retinol. If there's no baby blood right. in it, then that's not the one.
I'm gonna start telling people that when they ask me what my secret is. Baby jizz.
A high blood retinol.
Right. SPF and baby jizz.
Baby jizz. What can a baby? Can a baby jizz?
Probably not.
I'm.
You willing to try?
Not with you.
Let's get that baby in here. I am the baby.
You are. If you're the baby, then maybe.
I can't even keep it together. It's only February. I'm like, I'm never having sex again. And I'm over here like, milk me. One day I'll figure it out.
I've always wanted to milk before.
You've wanted to milk somebody before? Like for a human person?
Yeah, like a human person.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Would you suck breast milk out of a woman's tit?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, no questions asked.
Good for you.
I would do it.
I'm such a fucking simp. I'm like, I'd have to be in love with them. But also, like, why not, right? I'll try anything once.
Yeah. Have you ever tried breast milk?
No.
It's good.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is it sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Does it taste like Frosted Flakes milk?
Kind of. It tastes kind of like almond milk or coconut milk, like kind of in that vibe.
Yeah, yeah, more organic, mm-hmm. if you will. Not mm-hmm. so much actual straight up sugar. God, how unfortunate.
So my mom of the week is, or...
Multiple moms of the
week. Multiple moms of the week. I'm going to run through both of them because we are talking about how well they care for their children. Mm-hmm. And this first woman from Cleveland, I believe, I forget her name, but she went on vacation because she likes to party. She went on vacation to Detroit as well as Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And you want to know what she did with her kid? Mm. She left it alone in a playpen for 10 days. And you want to know what happened when she came home?
What?
Her baby was dead. Died of starvation and dehydration. Just so she could go, you know, listen to Pitbull.
She was
Is Pitbull Puerto Rican? Maybe not. Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny is Bad Puerto Bunny. Rican.
Yeah.
Pitbull's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
He's every woman.
It's all in me.
But yeah, I think that, you know, she has her priorities straight, obviously, because she wanted to have a good time. And sure. She was like, fuck them kids.
Mm.
But anyway, she's been charged with child endangerment and murder, and she's in prison, as she should be.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Sounds like our moms.
Yeah.
Had they just taken the extra step?
Mm-hmm.
The Angelina Jolie step?
If our moms could have afforded to go on vacation, you best believe. Oh, we'd be dead. Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my mom decided to go on vacation in the United States, and she brought me with her.
Oh, and never went back?
Yeah. Wow. But I was a drug mule a couple times, so.
Cute.
That makes sense. She needed to bring me.
Yeah.
How else would she have survived?
That's true. Putting mm-hmm. you to good use, you know? You got to pull your weight around here.
Exactly.
Not enough babies work.
Yeah. So, yeah. Turns out babies can come. You just have to shove a bag of cocaine up their pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fish it out?
That's right. What was it? Barbed. A barbed finger. That's what gets it out of there.
One of those hot dog fingers from fucking, what's the movie? Your favorite movie.
Everything.
Everywhere all at once. Yeah, one of the hot, that's what those are for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. I love her so much.
Yeah.
I love that film. I haven't watched it in a while. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
We should watch it together.
My other mother, I have so many mothers, but this mother, I think, is actually a much better mother than the one before because she is an entrepreneur, a hustler, and she brought her baby into the game, okay? So this woman was an esthetician. She lives in Memphis, I believe, and she was posting videos of her daughter on Instagram, waxing bear pussies, her 5-year-old daughter, and bragging about how proud she is that her 5-year-old is able to do a Brazilian on her own, and she made $700.
I need to know what this person looks like.
I'll show you later. Maybe we can give Marissa a photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we talking like white trash or are we talking like hood trash?
Hood trash.
Hood trash.
Hood trash.
Okay. So I want to talk to the people who went and were like, this is a good idea.
Would you let a 5-year-old wax your pussy?
Well, I do it every month. It's your wife.
Yeah. She does have little hands.
She does. They're yeah. so cute.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I don't think
what
so.
What if you knew them? What if it was like your...
I would be like, if you want to learn and you want to practice, here's my arm hair. Is that the proper... Like, here's the hair on my big toe. You know? It needs to come off anyway. Might as well get a tiny little hand down there.
But what if they're making money?
Absolutely not.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you. This was a test. I was concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I mean, you're spread eagle.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get your vagina waxed, you are spread eagle.
Oh, yeah. I get on all fours.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know me. I just lay on my back.
As you should.
Spread them, you know, comfortably. Multiple pillows. Thank you so much. But yeah, no, I don't think I could ever do that. I can't even be funny about it. Like, that's fucked up.
I wonder if they got a discount.
Okay, well, in that case.
Yeah, like a discounted. And how much is it for a Brazilian?
Depends, but they run like 50 and up.
50 and up. So 700, that's what, 14 Brazilians?
She did about 24 clients.
24.
Boasting about.
24 clients.
24 clients. 24, this child.
Yeah.
5 years old.
She was proud of her daughter.
Wow. I'm proud of her too. Shit. I think that's a good mom. She is instilling a work ethic in her children at a young age, exposing her to different professions.
Right.
And I mean, what else can you ask for out of a mother? My mom, I'm lazy as fuck. My mom never made me do shit. Now look at me.
Killing it.
That's true.
You're like my richest, most organized friend. What?
Yeah, taking that back. Don't let your children do shit.
Yeah, turns out if your mother is the treasurer of a motorcycle club in Pontiac, you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you. You are Milwaukee's best.
I truly, truly am.
Yeah. Crazy. Do you think Lady Gaga will ever have a kid?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. I feel like if she hasn't yet, she won't. Because... Also, how old is she?
I'm not sure. Probably late 30s.
Yeah, there gets to be a point where it's, you know, a little dangerous. Look at me being ageist. It's a little, you're too fucking old to rear children, Miss Gaga.
Miss Ma'am. Ma'am Gaga.
Madam Gog.
I was never in my Lady Gaga phase.
No?
I never entered it. No. I mean, I love her, respect her, think she is such an artist, but I never got deep in there. But I am also just now discovering my sexuality. So maybe as I get gayer, I'll get more Gaga.
That'll come at 37.
37.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be like 10 years late to everything.
Sure, sure.
Uh-huh.
God, I am 10 years late to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I wish I was gay in my 20s.
It was not fun.
No.
No.
Well, what's gay in your 20s like?
Out with a lot of straight girls who know that you're gay and know that you will make out with them because they're drunk.
It's like being in love with your best friends a lot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And them leading you on.
Like,
ugh.
Accidentally eating your best friend's pussy and then you guys not talking for 2 weeks.
Oops, I fell on your pussy best friend and now we're not talking.
And then they're, like, strangely jealous when you get a new boyfriend.
Oh, my God. I have a friend who's currently now in their 30s who is, like, in a situation like that with her best friend. And I'm like, that's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like every relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
Which I guess this is me technically gay in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I'm new.
I know. You're, like, you're a baby gay.
I'm a baby gay.
Wow.
I'm having so much fun. All right. Anything else? Any last words?
No last words except, you know, condoms are medicine and use them. If you're ever at my house, I have condoms, so I'll let you know. Because we don't need any more children in the world.
No, we really don't.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if they're floating around, so if you feel like adopting, just like Angelina, Let us know. Call our line. We got kids.
Adopt, don't shop.
That's right. Yeah, don't shop for kids. That's it's actually not a bad idea. Okay, that's been our episode. We will see you guys so soon. I go to Mexico.
You go to Mexico?
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm going to Lansing tomorrow.
That's not Mexico.
No, it's not. I go in November.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it later.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, you can find me at johanna.madronda on all platforms. Elsa special is on my YouTube channel, which is also this YouTube channel. So make sure you go a couple episodes below, and it's right there. Click it, watch it, enjoy it. Tell your friends about it. I got clips coming out weekly now, and I have a new website and more shows, and all the things are happening. Brie, what's up with you?
I am at Itchy Snitchy on Instagram, at Itchy Snitchy with an underscore on Twitter. I don't have anything going on, but I do frequently babysit my nephew. So if you like to see baby videos, then that's the place to be.
Only if he's coming. Okay, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.